So here you are, lying down on the ground, as comfortable as you can be. And you can keep on adjusting, and you can take all the time you need, and there's no rush. So take all the time you need. With the intention of allowing yourself to receive and integrate the goodness, the difficulty, the indifference, whatever comes up for you, you know, from your practice, from your day, you know, from whatever you've experienced before this. You might notice, as we move through this little practice, you know, just simply what's here. There's no need to get caught up in it. Or, you know, if you do, which is very probable because you're a human with a modern human brain that likes to be busy, that is conditioned to be productive, that probably takes its worth even from doing stuff, you know, from achieving things. How would it feel, rather, just to allow yourself to notice, oh, I've just got a little bit caught up in that story, and I'm just going to see how that feels, just to let it be. There's nothing for me to do about it now. And, you know, I mentioned before the sort of the idea of an old-fashioned radio or a TV, you know, and tuning in to receive, like, clearer signals, you know, clearer sensations, clearer messages. You know, it's also a little bit like a muddy puddle. You know, it might be really muddy in your mind. It might be like, you know, lots of stuff, lots of thoughts, lots of feelings, lots of physical sensations swirling around in this sort of muddy soup. And then you come to this space of stillness, and there's the possibility that that starts to settle a little bit. You start to tune in your radio, and there becomes like maybe just little glimmers of clarity. You know, maybe it's just for a moment, and then it's muddy again, or it's, you know, static. So we're going to move around the body. I'm going to guide us around the body, and as I bring your attention, invite your attention to each part in the body, just sense, you know, what's here. Is it something? Is it nothing? Is it clear? Is it muddy? Is anything needed right now? And of course, if you receive the message that it's not comfortable, it's too hot, it's too cold, you know, you can move, you can adjust as you need to. But it may just simply be that bringing your kind attention to this part of the body, you know, is enough. And then as we move to the next part of the body, you can let that go. And, you know, notice how that feels. So bringing your attention into the centre of your forehead. What's here? Is there any sensation? Some? None? What is it? How is it? Is anything needed? Expanding that attention around your skull. Around your jaw. What's here? Is anything needed? Bringing your attention all the way down your body, into your left foot and your toes, feeling your left toes. The insteps of your foot, your left foot, your ankle, your calf, of your knee, your thigh, the whole of your left leg. How is it? Does it need anything other than your kind attention? Your right foot, your toes, the instep, the ankle, the calf, back of your knee, your thigh, the whole of your right leg. How is it? Does it need anything? Over to your left hand, your fingers, your thumb, palm of your hand, your inner wrist, elbow, up to the armpit. The whole of your left arm. What do you notice? How is it? What does it need? Anything? Nothing? Your right hand, the fingers, the thumb, the palm of the hand, the inner wrist, and the elbow, and the armpit, and the whole of your right arm. How is it? Your collarbones, your shoulders, the back of your ribs, the left side of your ribs, the right side of your ribs, your lungs, your diaphragm, at the base of your lungs, moving with your breath, not doing anything to it. How is it? Does it need anything other than your kind attention? Your heart nestled in just under the left lung, furling and unfurling. Your belly, your viscera, moving with your breath. Is there anything it needs? Right down into your pelvic bowl. Feeling down into the base of your tailbone. And following your awareness up through your spine, your lumbar spine, middle spine, the space between your shoulders, up into your neck, up into the back of your skull. What are the sensations in your spine? Feeling like you've just mapped out the whole of your body in your attention. Like here it is, right here and now. Your feet, your legs, your hands, your arms, your head, your torso, all connected. You are whole and complete in this body, lying here on the ground. Can you feel that communication throughout the whole of your body, that interconnectedness, how it feels? Are some messages clearer from certain parts of your body, clearer than others? Are some parts quieter? Is there any, you know, voice in your head that's labelling any part of your body as good or bad, or dropping into conditioned binaries about your body? Can you notice that kindly too? And just allow yourself to hold your body here in your kind attention as you lie here on the ground. And as you lie here on the ground, feeling almost like you're growing roots, all the parts of your body that connect to the ground, like growing like mycelial roots down into the ground, where there is that connection to each other. So having a sense of how your roots down into the ground interweave with all of those other roots of everybody else here in this space. Not needing anything, not expecting anything, not judging anything. You know, nothing is needed, but there is this connection, this deep connection between each of us and every other one of us, between each of us and the ground. As we breathe in and out, we breathe in and out together. The air moves between us and through us. None of us hold on to that air. None of us can, you know, catch it. It just moves between us all. And as we breathe, the space between us all expands and contracts. There's nothing any one of us is doing to, you know, control or keep or hold this space. You know, we are all equal parts within it. At the point where you breathe in and you take what you need, another is breathing out and giving. And then that switches. And it keeps switching and switching back again. And it's symbiotic. There's nothing you need to do. Coming back into this powerful space of being within your own center, but trusting your place within a collective. That you are held and you are holding. And the threads between us all, you know, move accordingly. You know, there's a little pull, there's a little release. A little pull and release. Receiving and giving what you need. So you might let your next few breaths, however many you need, be like especially deep, like really drawing in what you need and sighing out what you can give back. Maybe that's quiet, maybe it's loud, maybe you yawn, maybe you sigh. Oh. Maybe you bring your hands back to your belly again, or to your heart, or to your face, to wherever they're drawn. What does your body need now? Does it need to move in tiny little ways, or do you need to stretch out? Do you need to stay exactly where you are and not move at all? You can do all or none of these things. Whatever you need right now. So that if you're, you know, tuning into the space around you and starting to smell lunch and you think, I'm hungry. You know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and be first at the queue for the buffet. You can do it. If you think, I know it's there, and I know they've catered for it enough, and there's no lack. I'm going to lie here, and Leah will bring me my lunch shortly. Or if it's somewhere in between, you think, I'll just stay here a little while, and then I'll get up. It's all up to you. What do you need, and how do you need to receive right now? So when you're ready, in whatever way you're ready for, however you are ready, you can come up, you can stay put, you know, as you like.